What is up, everyone? Welcome to a special episode of Nerd Cube, live from
Facebook.
The Rocky Mountain Pinball Showdown.
Yes.
And
we're
Retro Game
right
Expo,
well.
I guess. Or Game Room Expo. The official title.
Yeah. So there is a lot of stuff going down right now.
If we can't get all the noise out, we apologize, but we're surrounded by pinball machines, so there's going to be background noise.
And
go fuck yourself.
Too. Yeah, we got console machines right behind us.
Yeah, I am literally sitting next to a one.
Yeah, I think you can see Pong in our live feed as well.
Oh, yeah, we got some things going behind our shoulder there.
Yeah,
we got the Zanpats guys. They're going to be
Limb
on our
Interactive,
cast
later. And they'll be jumping on with us later.
See Pong all the way down there.
Yeah.
Give us the lowdown of what they've got going on this weekend and
that'll be exciting
in the future.
Yeah, so what's going on in the nerd world, guys? What's been up?
No, news-wise, I will have to pull things up on the fly because I haven't really been keeping up too well just because we've been prepared for all this crap.
Well, this isn't crap at all.
Yeah.
Like, when we first walked into the showroom here,
a lot of shit going on this week.
I felt like we were walking into an arcade heaven. It was amazing.
I felt right at home when we walked into that grand hall.
That's what
I was like,
talking about,
I'm home, boys. I'm home.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
I was very impressed with the setup.
We've played a few games so far today, not too many.
Got to play two different
We threw
games.
Down on some Rampage. That was the first thing we threw down on together.
Threw down on Rampage. I've played Star Trek and Walking Dead so far. Nothing more than that yet, but there's so much here. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm amazed with all the selection.
If you're not here, you should get here.
We got a couple
of
days.
Well, by the time they hear this, they're not going to be able to get here.
We're technically live, even though no one's watching us.
Oh, on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's going to hear it that way.
But they could see this at some point.
True. But, so what's been happening recently? So you guys got the new Friday the 13th game, right?
Yes. Well, I did.
Yeah.
Sean's just been coming over and playing it.
Okay. Well, played awesome. It is what I meant to say. So, since we're at a gaming con, let's talk about that real quick. What's going on with that? Because I haven't played it yet. Give me a little bit of lowdown because we've been waiting for that thing for a while.
I've never played a game with a more botched release.
Ever. What do you mean?
Bugs galore?
There's been tons of bugs. And the quick play does not work. The only way you can play with anyone else is by using the Find Groups feature on Xbox One.
Okay.
They've been trying to fix it ever since day one, but...
They've released two patches that supposedly were supposed to help, and I've still yet to get into one quick play match.
Yeah.
I even tried this morning.
Oh, okay.
And
still
I did not get into one.
They still haven't gotten that fixed yet?
No. For some people, maybe, but I've... Yet to be able to jump into a quick play match.
Yeah, because I swore Eric had a post that said, I finally got into it.
Yeah, and then he immediately posted after that he got kicked out.
Oh.
So is that what it's doing? Is it loading people in and then kicking them out? Or
No, just quick play. I've never had it even connect me to a match. I've literally just sat on the home screen for 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then there, I'd say probably... 6 to 7 out of 10 matches don't finish.
That sucks.
You get kicked out of that.
Yeah, you either get kicked out or if the host is Jason and he's having a hard time finding people, he'll get butt hurt and quit. Or if he's the first counselor that gets killed, they'll quit. And, you know, that's the big problem with having to use the private matches is if the host quits, you're done.
Yeah.
Of course. That's how it always ends up being.
But then, too, I've been reading that same thing happens in Quick Match, even if it's not the host that quit, or even if the host quits, it's supposed to, you know, just migrate, which it doesn't.
Of course not.
I've seen a couple of internet streams where, and they're playing on PC, even, and they'll still get kicked out of matches.
So what is
your... It doesn't happen as frequently as it used to, though.
Sorry. What's your favorite part of the game so far? Other than the terrible release. Obviously, because sounds like your favorite.
The kills are fun. Even when it's you getting killed, if they actually take the time to do one of the special kills to you, you're like, okay, that was cool.
What are some of the special kills so far?
It depends on which Jason you are for some of the very special kills.
Yeah, because different weapons can do different kills, yeah, and each Jason has his own unique weapon.
Yeah. Okay.
There's environmental kills.
But my personal favorite, though, has got to be either when he'll hold you up and punch a hole through your chest all the way through your back, or he gets you down on the ground and he rips your jaw off. He pries his hands in your mouth and he just rips your jaw off.
Interesting, interesting.
Oh, yeah. But some of the special kills with the personal weapons, depending on which Jason you are really cool.
I went out of my way to hide in a tent just so I would have the sleeping bag kill done to me.
Yeah, that is awesome.
And it was fantastic.
So what, where he, like, lynches you up and then beats you, or?
No, he take where he just takes the bag and starts beating you against a tree.
Oh, okay, the Jason X one.
Yeah, because you have the option of hiding in places, and one of the things you can hide in is a little tent next to a campfire, and if he checks that tent and you just happen to be in there, the animated scene is he pulls out a sleeping bag with you and it beats you against a tree.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and then there's kills where if he grabs you and carries you over by the fireplace, he'll throw your face into the fireplace.
Have you guys won a match yet?
I've escaped several times as the counselors.
That's what I meant. Like,
yeah.
Was it actually good or was it glitching?
No, it was actually a full-on good match.
Have either of you played Jason?
Yes.
Is that hard?
Good yet.
Yes and no. I mean...
And it depends on the Jason.
Yeah, it depends on which one you have, because there's some Jasons that can't run, but they have more of a different perk, or there's some that are faster, but they loot... You know, everyone's balanced in its own different ways.
Okay.
But... there are some things that they could probably nerf a little bit when it comes to Jason.
They nerfed a couple of his grabs.
Okay.
I mean, they can make it a little easier if it's his first time grabbing you to maybe squirm away.
Yeah, what?
Cause,
no.
Yeah, because as a counselor, if he picks you up, you tap A repeatedly, and if you could do it enough before you can get the kill, then you can run away.
Okay, but I don't. Why would they have to nerf Jason? He's supposed to be a superhuman zombie thing.
Well, it's because what they didn't realize was that this is when everybody just recently started playing the game, and so nobody had good stats. Yeah. And Jason's going to be a lot stronger. And then the more you play, because you're mostly going to be playing as counselors, the more you level up those counselors, the stronger those counselors could get, and then you can get perks to help you get away. So,
You can't level up the counselors. The only
way
you can...
No, you just get the perks. Yeah. Just level them up with perks.
And see, the thing about the perks is they're completely random. You have to purchase them for 500 experience points, and you have no idea what you're going
to
get.
You have the option to sell,
too. That's lame.
You could sell a bunch that you don't use.
Well, yeah, but you hardly get as much experience back selling them.
Exactly. Like a damn pawn shop.
Does it look good, at least?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not... quite as next-gen graphic-wise as people would probably want. But
yeah, a lot of times, like, some of the chick's hair will just all of a sudden be all over the place, or the dead bodies.
The scared faces are the greatest thing in the world.
They are so funny.
They are fantastic.
Okay, I'm going to have to play some of this.
Yeah, there's
What's the worst thing about it?
Other than the fact that... Okay, so... in the game, there's collectibles that you can get throughout the match. You can get first aid spray, if you find car keys, the stuff to start the car, things like that.
Yeah.
There's
you also find
secret
a map.
Stuff.
I've yet to have anybody ask me for the map.
Oh, shut up, Scott.
Get the map, Scott. Right?
It makes me sad.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that nobody asked you to get the map. Because that has nothing to do with the game.
Because they can't look at your map.
No, but I can help them.
That's true.
So, okay, but what is the actual worst part about the game, aside from the...
the horde launch?
That was it? Just the horde launch?
Well, and the fact that a good chunk of the shit still is bugged.
Okay.
And it's been out for, like, 2+ weeks now.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw this game, this one game ended. This dude floated through the roof and then just kept floating to the exit.
Yeah, I saw a video about that on YouTube. Somebody floating around a cabin, and Jason couldn't get him because he couldn't jump or anything.
Yeah, so, well, my favorite escape so far. So when you're in the car, if Jason stands in front of the car, he stops the car. It dies. But
okay.
If he gets behind the car, he can't stop it. So I literally escaped driving in reverse.
Yep. That's the thing they need to fix. They need to be able to fix it.
Drove through the whole map in reverse and was able to escape.
So he won't stop the car if you're backing up?
He can't.
He can't stop the car if it's backing up. Only if it's going forward.
They didn't make a cinematic.
So
for
get
that.
Good at driving in reverse.
A lot of people really are. But just for the sport of the game, people don't play like that all the time. But
that's
you can take
awesome.
That car. You can take that car extremely off road.
Oh, I don't doubt that because it's hard to keep it on the road.
Yeah, I've seen people
especially in reverse.
It.
Yes, actually, I think I drove it better in reverse than when I drove it regular.
The controls are a little easier.
Ask Eric. I got us killed when I was driving.
Nice.
The one thing I am getting irritated with playing online with people, though, is I don't know how many times there's been plenty of time for them to stop and let me get in the car, but they just keep fucking going.
Assholes. That's all that is.
And there is actually a accomplishment called Chad is a Dick if you escape without anyone else.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
Some people just
so if one person escapes, can the others still escape?
There's still
the
other ways. Yeah, there's typically 3 to 4 ways to escape, not counting killing Jason.
Okay.
There's typically 2 cars, a car and a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Is there ever 2 cars in a boat, Sean?
I have not seen 2 cars in a boat that I'm aware of.
Okay, yeah, so it's usually either 2 cars, a car and a boat.
Guy's got a multi-ball over there. Sorry.
And then you can call the cops. Once you call the cops, there's what, a 6-minute wait period?
Five minutes. Also a perk you can get to where it's down to 4.
Okay, nice. But yeah, there's a 5-minute waiting period. Once that waiting period is up, the cops will be waiting at one of the exits. If you don't have a map, you don't know which exit.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, and he can look on his map and see where the cops are. And Jason knows when the cars are moving and stuff like that, too. And if you mess up trying to fix anything, it sends off a sensor on Jason's screen, and he just has to figure out at which location it might have been, because Jason has the option of, like, he breaks some power boxes. They can go fix those power boxes. You got to fix the telephone in order to call the cops in the first place.
Well, you
place.
Have to find a fuse first.
Yeah,
you
now you
got to
find a
phone.
Fuse. In the beta, huh. You didn't have to. You just had to fix the machine.
And then okay. It's a very specific course of events that have to happen in order for you to be able to kill Jason.
Have you seen it
okay.
yet?
Okay.
I have not seen it yet. I just know. So,
you have to have Tommy Jarvis.
Yeah, you have to call Tommy Jarvis. A character must die in order for them
Tommy to
become Tommy Jarvis.
Sometimes,
okay.
too.
There has to be at least one female character, and that female character must go to Jason's cabin to collect his mom's sweater and put it on.
Yeah, because then Jason always starts off in his cabin, and in his cabin he's got that shrine from Part 2. With
yeah.
the head and the sweater and the pants and stuff. So, and if you put that thing on, you do exactly what Jenny did in Part 2, where
okay.
you start, you know, listen to Mother Jason.
Yeah, all and right. so that gets him distracted. Then someone has to hit his mask off with the baseball bat or machete. Then
he falls to his knees.
And then Tommy shoots him in the face with a shotgun.
Or
okay.
Or he has a machete. He can hit
yeah.
him in the face with the machete.
All right, interesting.
I haven't seen the shotgun one. But
maybe I'm just talking out my ass on that.
Well, yeah, because I think he has to have the machete.
Okay. Either way, yeah.
The shotgun. Yeah, because a couple of the channels, people staged it.
Have it happen, and I'm sure most of the ways that it has happened has just been, you know, people
showing
purposely
it.
Attempting to do it as
okay.
a group.
Yeah, because there's no way he's going to willingly stand around like that.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to say goodbye to our Facebook friends.
Toodles.
Bye, Facebook. All right.
One finger salute, bitches.
Oh. Because Stone Cold said so. So, but yeah, it's a. I really like that game. Can't wait till a physical copy. But I might try to get it beforehand. I'm not sure.
I can't wait till it just works.
Yeah. Yeah, because I just want it. If I was able to put as much into the game as I've put into watching people play the game, then I would be like level 40 by now.
Okay.
I don't doubt that one bit.
Yeah, there's this one guy I watched. I don't know how he did it, but he's 101. He's level 101.
Jesus.
He either played the shit out of the beta and it carried over or something. I don't know.
I could. I mean, that's definitely possible, but.
Yeah, so there's just some people that
I mean, don't you stop earning stuff at like level 30?
Yeah, you just keep going up. I think just so you can collect the XP to get the CP to spend on the perks.
Oh, yeah,
so
true.
We're definitely not going to be doing that again because you can't hear anything on that Facebook Live video.
Oh, bummer.
We're way too quiet. So hopefully they're picking us up on these mics. But anyway, continuing on. So what else other than Jason we got on the menu?
There should be nothing else other than Jason on the menu.
No.
No, we got... I don't know if anyone's had a chance to see it. I know I haven't yet, but Wonder Woman just came out. I heard that did really good.
No, neither of us have seen Wonder Woman yet.
Well, sorry. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either, but I want to.
Fuck, I was going to say something, and then I completely forgot. Oh, well, tomorrow we'll at least be able to talk about Black Panther, because the trailer drops tonight.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sweet. So we'll have something to watch when we get home.
Yes.
So what movie is it dropping with then?
No, I think it's just the teaser trailer that they're releasing tonight.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But still, it ought to be pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Been looking forward to that movie a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I have been, too.
The MCU is able to crank them out a little faster than the DC universe.
I hear the Mummy's shitty.
Well, of course it's shitty. It has Tom Cruise in it. I have no faith for that movie. That's why I haven't gone and seen it yet.
I think that's coming out tonight. It's not even out yet.
No.
Batman's engaged.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I guess he's...
to Catwoman.
Yeah. Engaged to Catwoman now. What happened with that? Do you know?
Nope. I just kind of saw that going through the headlines. I was like, oh, I need to pick that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once I read it, I'll let you know.
All right, we'll
makes
have
you wonder how that proposal happened.
More than likely, she bitch smacked him, and then he asked her to marry him. I mean, that's kind of their style.
He went all Tourette's on her. He's like, "Bitch, I love you.
You know,
marry
when
me.
I'm Batman." First started the podcast, didn't we talk about a game called Fortnite?
Yes.
Oh, back in the day.
It's finally going to be coming out.
Holy crap.
Oh. It
will be the game 40 Minecraft some odd episodes. Graduate to.
So what is this game again? Just so we can
it's
remember.
It's basically a post-apocalyptic zombie-type game, but it's also a crafting game where you have to build up your fort and all that stuff during the day, and then at night you fight off monsters.
Okay.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
All sandbox, so you can do whatever.
Okay, okay.
I remember seeing people play a beta.
Definitely might be something I would try and get the kid out into so I can stop having to deal with Minecraft.
Isn't it a lot? So it is Minecraft with zombies but better graphics?
Yeah, it's actual. I wouldn't say it's like, you know, realistic graphics. It's more like cel shaded-ish, but not.
Okay.
More like the 3D style.
Okay, okay.
If that makes any sense.
It does.
It does.
Okay. I'm glad.
Okay, good. Let's see. What else do we got here?
Bubsy's coming back.
Oh.
Do you remember Bubsy, Timmy?
Not a clue.
He was a PC game, wasn't he?
Oh, no.
Did he have some others?
No. Here, I'll pull up the
picture
of him here.
Because that picture of that animal looked very familiar. Yeah.
Do you see him, Timmy?
Yeah. Right here. Still don't know who that is.
Really?
Did he have something? I don't want to say.
I didn't play a lot of cartoony games.
Yeah. It was kind of like a more PG Conkers type thing.
And I've never played Conkers.
Oh.
That's because you're dumb.
Yeah.
I'm
only
not dumb.
Only dumb people haven't played Conkers.
Right?
Fuck you. I'm just saying, I haven't.
And you fail at life because of that.
That's not true.
You know,
I'm very good at life.
Here.
Starting to get a little busy down here.
Yeah, it is.
You're
a little loud.
Conkers.
Huh?
You need to play Conkers. It's awesome.
Shut your mouth.
It was GoldenEye with a back talking Dirty Squirrel.
Didn't they? There's
a first person shooter?
At parts. Uh-huh. Parts of it.
The multiplayer was.
Huh.
They even had they even re-released it for Xbox, right?
Yeah, and that Rare Replay.
Interesting.
So yeah, that'd be interesting if they ever redid that game. Brought back some Conkers.
They're still I'm really like Saint totally Rose. Wanting to go play more pinball, damn it.
There's no reason why we can't go play more pinball.
Yeah, that's we totally could. Wait, go back up real quick, though. They're still working with Saints Row?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Saints Row's a money-making franchise.
I just are they just adding DLC? Because I haven't heard anything about an actual sequel or anything. The last one I remember was, I think, Saints Row 4. I think I played that one on the 360.
Didn't they release another, like, an upgraded version of it?
Oh, probably.
Of what?
Oh, shit. Scorpio just got another upgrade.
Another upgrade or announcement?
No, they bumped it up to 9 gigs of RAM.
Damn. Isn't that technically supposed to be announced tomorrow?
Revealed.
No, it says we're due to see Scorpio unveiled Sunday, June 11th.
So the 11th. Okay, so Sunday, E3. Because E3 is this weekend as well.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow. That's right.
I thought it already started, maybe?
Well, I think it starts on the 10th, right?
It might be a whole week thing.
I thought it was like Sunday's kind of like the preview and then...
Well, it's because it said they even have stuff to do on the 13th and maybe even the 14th. I can't remember what that schedule looked like.
Yeah. Either way, in the next few days, we're going to have a lot of shit to talk about.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, a lot of shit to talk about because we got to recover E3. We've got a lot of events and seminars and stuff here at this festival that we got to chime in about. All the fantastic games they have here. We got a lot to talk about.
Chime.
We're also going to get into a little bit later in, I don't know if it'll be this cast or one of the other episodes. We're going to be talking about history and stuff like that of pinball too, correct?
Yes.
Just a little bit anyway?
Yeah. What we remember.
I mean, we are at a pinball
festival. Hey, I jotted some things down.
I know.
Oh, cool. I was responsible-ish.
That's why I'm saying we'll do a little bit more research tonight and stuff like that because there's just a lot of games we haven't seen before and got a lot of things we got to talk about, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
We definitely got some old ones in front of us here.
Yeah.
Black Knight.
Yeah, Black Knight's literally right in front of us, which is one of the famous pinball games,
correct? Isn't it the first one that introduced the two-level playing field?
The plungers. I'm not positive. Don't quote us on that.
Hence why we got to do some more research. Like I said, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I just know anytime my mom talks about pinball games, it's like the Black Knight is the first one that comes out of her mouth.
And half the documentaries I've watched always mention it. So
yeah,
just got to make sure we got to get actual dates down, guys, before we talk about shit like this.
Meh. Yeah, exactly. First games to have 4-player, maybe. Who knows?
So, has anybody else done anything this week? Or recently?
Besides trying to find a stupid missing child? No.
Well, that's definitely interesting.
I'm surprised.
No, that's just a dumbass. That's going to... Yeah.
Do you try to explain?
Nope. Just dumbass.
All right.
Well, I don't know if you guys have, but I've seen Guardians.
Yeah, I have
totally
not.
Saw that.
Okay. Anything you want to know?
Because
I don't want to just say things and spoil
does
anything.
Does it connect to anything that's going to happen in Infinity Stone, you think?
Yes.
Yeah, it has to.
Elaborate. Spoilers incoming.
I'm not sure exactly. But, I mean, it has to, because, I mean, they got to be there.
Is there another stone anywhere? Because aren't we still
No, honestly, I don't think it did.
No, this one was not that one. This one, they did continue the...
Doesn't Peter have powers now or something?
Or he get powers? Sorta. Yes and no.
Is that a result of him using the stone, or does is that something else that happens?
No, that's something else. He's able to handle the stone, though.
Yes, that's the reason why he can handle the stone. That has a lot to do with the story, so I can't really get into that.
Who his daddy is?
Yes. Who do you think it is?
Who do I think?
Based on
the
cast that you've seen.
Of what?
Guardians. Based on the cast members, who do you think his dad is?
It's common fucking knowledge who his dad is.
But they changed it for this movie.
No,
that's not actually his dad.
They've straight up said who it is before the movie came out. They didn't say that for the movie.
Do you know what character he's playing?
Yeah, he's a fucking planet.
Exactly.
Yes, Ego, the planet.
And they continued the tradition of making stars look younger again, because they totally did the face thing on Kurt Russell in the beginning of the movie.
Oh yeah, I think they're paying for that. They're gonna use it in every fucking movie they got.
Hell yeah!
Really, I enjoyed it a lot, but then again, I didn't enjoy it.
This one was just for the laughs.
Yeah, that's kind of what it feels like. Is they just kind of shit this one out to make a little bit of money?
I mean, Baby Groot right off the bat.
That's what my main issue was, is that it was all about because everybody was obsessed with Baby Groot, and he's like, I don't know, like 60% of the damn movie. And that just got annoying to me. I'm like, it just got annoying. I don't want to spoil anything.
Just easier to film CG characters than actual characters, you know?
Yeah, because you don't have to film shit.
Yeah. Well, you just got to film
the background.
He would be right here. Just keep the panning. Keep panning.
Follow that tennis ball.
I don't know. And then, like I said earlier, well, not on the cast, but when I was talking to Sean and Scott, I really enjoyed it. It just didn't involve me like the first one did. It may be because you didn't have that same character development, because the characters have already been developed.
And there was a lot of story crammed into one movie.
But it was just, I don't know, it felt like it wasn't, it just wasn't thought out, if that makes sense. Like he said, there was a lot of story, but it wasn't a lot of cohesive stories.
Yeah, because they had to try to bring back all those characters from the first movie, so you have to have a Nebula story, you have Yondu's story, you get everybody else's story.
It's
and plus introducing Mantis and all that crap.
Yeah, and then getting Peter Quill going all goo goo gaga over daddy. He's like, I got a father!
It was interesting. It was just kind of hard to follow, and while you're trying to follow all of this, they're just shoving Baby Groot down your throat. Like, look how cute he is. Mm-hmm. He's so cute. It just got annoying.
We're going to make so many toys of this for you to buy.
Well, yeah, they already started a whole comic book series based on Baby Groot. There's a possibility that if Groot gets his own movie, they would have to have Baby Groot in most of it. Which just is lame.
So is he Baby Groot the whole time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
One little spoiler about a cutscene.
No.
No? Okay.
No. Don't give the after credits cutscene.
But this one doesn't build any story.
Like, does he at least grow somewhat through the movie?
No. It is Baby Groot up until credits.
That is dumb.
Here's just one random spoiler, though. They drown him in alcohol. Or try to.
I guess.
I don't know if I remember that part in the movie.
Ravagers are dicks. Taserface. It's part of the Taserface stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tase your face.
Your name is Taserface?
It was just lackluster. Jokes were okay. Characters were good. I think Drax, out of everybody, stole the movie.
Yeah, he had a lot of fun. I never heard him laugh so much.
Yeah, he was hilarious from start to end. It was Drax was just cracking me the fuck up during this one.
He always is. What?
Yeah. He did. All right, one little spoiler.
He has sensitive nipples. That's all you need to know.
Rocket makes this like jetpack backpack, and Drax refuses to wear it. And everybody's like, why? And he's like, I don't want to tell you. They're all, just tell us. He's like, it's because I have sensitive nipples. And then he later on in it, Rocket just slaps the suit on his back and pushes the button where the straps come across, and he just screams, "Ah, my nipples!" And he takes off it like a bat out of hell with the rocket. It's so fucking
that's
hilarious.
Great. Yeah, that is great.
It was good.
Yeah. One of the things, though, I heard that the creator of Mantis was not exactly impressed with how they portrayed her on the film. He said his character that he created was way more advanced and everything else, but
well, she did definitely just kind of seem like a lost puppy.
She seemed like a child, yeah, a lost puppy child.
Like in the movie, Mantis is literally lost puppy-ish. You'll see. Like, all right. So Guardians was good. That's my. I'm trying not to spoil too much because Scott really needs to see it.
Along with every other fucking movie.
All right, I'm going to have one question because I know Sean has seen it and I haven't seen it yet, but I do not want any damn spoilers whatsoever. Just good or bad, recommend seeing it or not. Alien Covenant.
Yes.
See it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I liked it.
Okay, because I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard a lot of people saying it's one of the worst Alien movies again.
I could also have a man crush on Danny McBride and that maybe I just like Danny McBride movies. But, you know, it was actually good.
Okay, okay.
But no, that's great. It was good. It was good. That's all.
Thank you. I'm sorry. No problem. Ooh, one more thing. Does it tie into Aliens yet? Or
kinda?
You mean Aliens?
Aside from the Xenomorphs, obviously, because I'm sure there's a transformation towards Xenomorph in this.
Then, no, this is more of a direct sequel to
Prometheus?
Mm-hmm. But it will... there will be a third one. He's trying to make a trilogy.
Okay. I wonder if that one will have any ties into what planet did that freaking...
LBC-26? No, that's part two. That's part two.
Yeah.
Just a quick flashback to Dan McBride. Did you hear he's writing the new Halloween movie?
I did. I heard him and somebody else. Who else was it?
His other partner. The same... No, it's not Seth. But it's... It turns out that like the same guy, Danny McBride's written a couple movies with this guy, but okay. They're like Your Highness and stuff. So.
Okay.
But he wants to bring it back, make it scary. So, and I think he can. He's a lifelong Michael Myers fan. So,
well, we'll see what he does. We'll see if he's better than Rob Zombie.
Well, yeah, because he kind of wants to start making a lot more horror movies now. He got the bug from Alien.
Good.
Yeah.
Yo, mama.
And that's about all we got on the movie category, because...
Yeah, that's all we...
Unless Scott has seen a movie we haven't seen.
Nope.
I just recently finally seen Doctor Strange. We can talk about that, because we've never really got into it.
It's been so long since I've seen it that...
Okay.
I
need to see it again. People are getting loud over here playing Pong.
Yeah.
Dude, Pong is competitive shit.
Oh, yeah. No, but if you did... My favorite thing about Doctor Strange, though, pretty colors. I got to see it in 3D.
Oh, from pretty close from the comics, or
no, the movie, the whole movie. I got to see it in 3D in the theater.
He said pretty colors.
Oh, pretty colors. I thought he said close. I was like, huh?
No.
Sorry, I heard you wrong. Okay.
No,
people were screaming.
I guess it was pretty close. It's just the only thing they changed was that lady that was teaching Doctor Strange. I cannot remember the name at all.
The head elder lady?
Yeah, the one who ends up...
The master
the
or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was a man in the comics.
I kind of figured.
But yeah, she was just really good as that.
Supreme Leader?
Mm-hmm. There's even talks of that lady who was Supreme Leader possibly being a female Doctor Who. I think that was what it was. I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
They haven't... That rumor happens every time...
I could have sworn it was her
replacing
picture.
Them. No, trust me. If they had cast a doctor, that would be all over the place.
True.
I don't think they'll actually cast anyone until
end of
this season's done.
Well, because what's their recordings like? Do they record one season, then take a couple month break, and then do it again?
Yeah, because I think they've already finished or finishing up the current season. And then
they're still filming some of it?
Yeah, and then the regeneration won't happen until the Christmas special.
Doctor Who? Okay.
Yeah.
I missed what we were talking about. I was like,
what a Christmas special that will be. That's a bummer. I hear people really like this one.
They usually always
really
like
haven't been able to watch it.
They usually like all the doctors.
Yeah, I still did me some Tenet.
You're supposed to like the doctors. That's why it sucks they end at the end of every season.
Yeah, I don't want to go.
Right? They're doing something wrong if by the end of his time you're like, yeah, this guy needs to die. We need the next doctor.
Right.
That's horrible.
Vote on it like they did for Jason Todd.
Speaking of which, I need to make sure I get my ass over to the Doctor Who pinball that I saw in one of the hallways.
Oh, there's
hallways.
Doctor Who pinball out there?
Ooh,
how was the Ghostbuster one? I didn't get a chance to play it.
It was fun. There's lot going on.
Yeah, they probably have that one in this room ready, too.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, there's, three of them, I think there were?
Yeah, and I think there's one in the tournament room, too.
Three. All right, well.
Yeah, I was bummed out.
I'm just glad we at least found a Walking Dead one for you to play that wasn't in the tournament room.
It was fun.
Because I know you're wanting to play that.
Yeah, I was. I really wanted to play that. It was really fun. It was kind of hard.
I'm
not sure quite understand how to play it. Like,
I was really thrown off by the magnets that are in it. Like, not just the ones that are in the middle, but it seems like there are some on the sides, too. It was doing that in Ghostbusters, too. Like, the ball would be going a direction, and all of a sudden it'd just get...
Well, that I could understand with Ghostbusters, because ghosts are supposed to take care of...
And then all of a sudden on the screen it flashed Scolari Brothers. It's like, those sons of bitches just cost me a ball.
Yeah,
They just lock it up. You can get it back in multi-ball.
No, like the ball, it'd be going, and then like a magnet or something would cause it to just fling the other way without anything touching it.
Veer off course, and it does do that occasionally. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, even though the magnets weren't supposed to be on...
It seemed like it slowed the ball down.
Yeah, it still tried to catch them. They were a little too strong for what they were supposed to be doing.
The only magnets that should be on, I think, is the one in front of the barn.
And the one right in front of the fat walker.
The pot one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you're supposed to hit him a few times. Yes.
And then he stops it, and he can occasionally throw your ball somewhere.
But, yeah, the Ghostbuster one's cool, too, because it at least the one we were playing on, it was the premium edition, so it had, like, little... LED screens in little corners where you'd see like Slimer pop up and
nice. That might be the difference between the premium and the
regular.
That's
what Sean was saying.
Yeah, was
that
like,
was one of the things you noticed.
Okay. It looked like there was the firehouse and stuff too. Mm-hmm. That wasn't there in the other one.
Yeah, because that was literally the first time I've played it, period.
Yeah, I haven't played either yet either. That's why I kind of want to go start looking around at things.
Yeah, definitely.
Again. Yeah, we've got a good 40 minutes going already, so we could definitely pause it and go take a gander, come back.
Talk about what we're doing.
Bitch at the people, yep.
All right, then pause time. We'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
We will be back shortly, fuckers. All right, so we went into a little how to play pinball seminar.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Definitely was interesting.
At points, there was also some points where I found myself almost falling asleep.
Yeah, there was that too.
But did you guys learn anything?
I learned a little bit, not too much.
A little more about the ball control.
Yeah, he pretty much just gave us more tips than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a few...
terms?
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say vocab terms.
Yeah, that's for
such
sure.
As?
Well, there's a bounce pass. Which is not using a flipper. It's also AKA dead pass, and that's when you let the ball roll and just drop onto one of the flippers, and it bounces over to the other flipper.
I do that a lot on accident. I didn't know it was an actual technique.
That's like Ryan Wagner said, the guy who had the seminar.
Works for Cosmic Pinball?
Yeah, Cosmic Pinball.
Yeah,
like he said, that's the hardest one because the moment it starts getting down there, I just want to flick it away. It scares the shit out of me. Then there's a post pass, which is when you have the ball resting with the flipper up. Then you let it down, and then you kind of pop it back up, and it'll go to the other side. That's a post pass. Then I didn't know those round things were called pop bumpers. I knew they were bumpers, but I didn't know they were pop bumpers.
That's weird.
Then there's a short plunge, which is obviously using the plunger for a short amount of distance.
And sometimes a safer shot.
A drop catch. And a live catch. Drop catch is where right before the ball hits the flipper, you bring the flipper down so it kind of just bounces back up through that little gully that's next to the flipper that goes behind the triangle. It's supposed to bounce up in there, so if you do it right. And then a live catch is when you bring the flipper up.
As with, the balls.
With the same force of the dropping ball to equal the momentum of the ball to stop it in its tracks and catch the ball.
That was much more technical than he explained it.
I know. That's because I'm smart.
In doing multiball, he talked a lot about cradling balls.
Yeah, he did talk a lot about cradling
balls. Gotta cradle those balls.
Did you learn anything?
I learned how the machine determines a tilt.
Yeah,
I always thought it was like a bubble level system or something inside. I didn't realize it was a
weight pulley.
A pendulum.
Yeah, it was a pendulum inside of a ring.
Yeah.
And so if the pendulum touches the ring, the ring, then three times you get a tilt.
I want to see one of these. I want to see the inside and see that weight.
Oh, it'd be kind of cool to actually open one up and see what's going on in there.
And when you bump the machine, it's called nudging, but most of us knew that. Yeah, oh, I also learned something else. That when you nudge, you're not actually moving the ball.
You're moving the machine.
You're moving the
underneath
machine
the ball.
Because the surface that your ball is rolling on is so smooth it barely has any friction.
Yeah, it's so waxed and oiled.
So when you actually move the machine, instead of causing friction, which will make the ball spin off, you're technically just sliding the ball over, and it's still staying in the same momentum because of centrifugal force from physics. I mean, I knew there was a lot of physics to pinball, but I didn't know there was that much physics.
Right.
Right. I don't know. Some of these machines over here, though, looking at the surfaces, definitely looks like there's some friction going on.
Yeah, some of these machines have seen better days.
Ooh,
I'm really kind of upset that Star Trek Next Generation's not working inside there.
Yeah.
I was really hoping to play that. I've played all the other Star Treks now.
Yeah, right? They have two other ones. They have a lot more Ghostbusters here than originally stated.
Yeah, there's like four or five.
Yeah, we've ran into five working ones, and then me and Sean also found one that hasn't been unpackaged yet.
I've only seen the two.
Yeah, there's the one back here. There's two in... Or no, there's four. Mm-hmm. Five counting the one that's not set up yet.
Okay.
There's the one in the room right behind us, the two in the main room, the one in the hallway back there.
Yeah.
And then there's another one in the other hallway that me and Sean found that hasn't been set up yet.
And didn't I see one in the tournament room?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think there is one in the tournament room.
So including that one, too, yeah.
So there is four plus the...
five plus the tournament.
I think it's the one that has the most versions here.
Yeah, well, I think there's only... Two versions are just repeating.
No, that's what I mean. I think it's the game with the most copies. That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Except for maybe that Wizard of Oz that they're all set up. Wizard of Oz and the Hobbit.
Yeah, that Wizard of Oz, there's too much going on there.
I want to try it, but then also I don't.
Try the
X-Files. Weird.
That one's fun.
Yeah, there's just a lot going on in that one, and it's really low scoring.
Yeah.
It's really low scoring for a modern game.
Hmm.
It's like going back to some of those ones that says 10 points win lit.
Like Doobie.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That was another thing I learned, too, was the difference between a modern machine and what they call an electromechanical machine.
They didn't always have that ball save.
The electromechanical ones are the ones that have the turning wheels that keep track of the score rather than the digital display. And anything you do after each ball, it resets, unlike the newer machines that keep your progress going.
Okay.
So, like, if we were to play multiplayer on one of those, you know,
be a little challenging
if you had so many targets already knocked down or whatever, it's going to reset rather than with a new machine. All those will go back down once it's your turn again.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of saves your progress, for a lack of a better word.
That's still pretty cool.
It's amazing the jump they made from those and then into the ones in the 70s.
Dude, I've been trying to play some of the older ones, and they're really hard to play.
Like that weird one we were playing in there where it doesn't even have the flippers, and it's more like a gambling machine than a pinball
Plinko
machine.
Yeah. Sort of. It's kind of a labyrinth. You kind of got to bring the ball around
whacking
the
machine
you
back
want.
And forth.
It was really weird.
I need to take another look at that one.
Yeah, it was right next to the Dirty Harry one you were playing.
Oh, I was too focused with Dirty Harry.
You had a good run on that one.
Yeah, that one, I was surprised.
Me and Timmy played like two or three games like you were playing that one.
Sometimes I get lucky. There should be an
I haven't had a really, really good game yet.
Me either. I just suck at pinball, so.
I don't. Usually I can get it going. I just haven't found a game that's hitting me right today.
My best was Johnny Mnemonic. That was the only one I've gotten free play on, except for a couple where it lets you match at the end. But
well, I got a free play on Walking Dead.
Nice. It's a
via match or points. Via score?
Score.
Score. Hell yeah. So it's about
very nice.
Gotten lucky with a couple of those matches today. I've never gotten so many matches, but it could just be because it's on free play anyway.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, I really want to know how much money we would have spent today if we were actually paying for all these games.
Which we need to do from the
starting tomorrow. We will keep track.
So the rest of this weekend, at the end of Sunday, we are going to tally up how many games we played, how much money we would have spent.
And that's like if this game was actually at some of those places. Because if you look, some of them say $1 a play and some of them say $2 a play.
We're going to go with the average dollar a play.
Okay, so we won't base it off of what the machine says. We'll just do an
overall dollar play, because that's what you normally would see when you went into an arcade.
50 cents to a dollar.
50
Except
cents
for the
to
Wizard of Oz game, though. That one is, and The Hobbit is normally more expensive.
Well, it's because those things are more like freaking slot machines
and we're
combined
also,
with pinball.
But we're also going for, you know, average between all of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Because some of them are 25 cents and stuff like that.
Yeah, some of the really old
ones. A dime is, I mean, so I've seen some for a nickel in there. Because of how old they are, for God's sake. So we can't add that in there. So we'll go average a dollar.
Right, and then we have, well, but what if we play arcade games? Those aren't at a dollar. Those are all at a quarter.
Those are all, ooh, that's a good question. Those are 25 to 50 cents.
Yeah.
New age, 50 cents. Old school, 25 cents.
I say they're all old enough that we could just average them all at a quarter a play.
Okay, quarter a play then. Dollar for pinball, quarter for games, or do we want to do 50 cents for games or 50
what?
Okay, how's this?
25 cents for games. They're all old enough.
That's fine. Do you want to do 50 cents for pinball, a quarter for video game, just to make it easy?
Yeah, we can do that,
knowing it'd be end up be because we're still gonna be surprised by the outcome. It's like, because the number would still be, it's probably going to be in the hundreds anyway. And then if you added another 50 cents on to each gameplay, it's like, whew, just double everything.
Here, we'll do it at 20. Well, I mean, even if we do it at whatever price range, we can always add it out and figure out what the cost would be based off inflation, too. So,
yeah.
Okay.
As long as we just keep track of our total plays on each type of machine, we can figure out the rest later on.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably already spent $10
on wrestling. Or do combo. Like, here's what we would have spent if it was based at this. Here's what we would have spent if it was based at that.
I'm sure we can discuss it later.
Yeah.
Either way, I think I would
people
spent
like
the most
hearing us
wrestling.
Discuss about the podcast. Well, I don't know that for sure. I'm just assuming. Because nobody's ever bitched about it.
Yeah, for sure. I've never heard any bitching.
All three of you.
We love all three of you.
Yeah, pretty much.
We do it for the three of you. No.
So tomorrow.
Mainly Eric.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Everything starts at 10 a.m. and
unless
goes till midnight.
Pass.
Jesus.
I definitely want to try and be here for when they turn the lights out, though.
9 p.m. to midnight? I want to be here for the glow in the dark one, too. We need to ask if we're part of that. I really think we are, but then I don't because all these annoying kids have.
But the green might be the special.
All these kids have green too.
Hmm.
Unless they're part of the.
Their parents.
Whatever, we'll
see. Their parents are running the show here.
Yeah, if we run into Holly, we'll ask.
Yeah, we'll definitely ask her.
Yeah.
Holly, by the way, this place is amazing. I'm enjoying myself.
Minus these kids.
Yeah, minus the kids, but whatever. You're going to deal with kids no matter where we go nowadays.
No, it's dealing with disrespectful little loud shits.
Okay, yeah, that's true. We already went over that, though.
There's only one place for disrespectful loud shits, and that's in the bathroom.
Touche. Yeah. Touche. And even then, I don't like dealing with them there.
Yep, double flush. Or courtesy flush, whatever you want to call it.
But hopefully tomorrow we will have some
interview. I know we'll definitely be talking to the Lim Interactive guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have at least one interview tomorrow. I'm going to try to go talk to Jay before we leave tonight.
That was the dude that ran the panel?
Yeah, and have him come and see if he can't give us any tips and tricks on any games.
That'd be cool.
Just talk to him, see if he has any time.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Man, we'll drop in there before we take off. And
that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I got a couple more games I want to play
before
we leave. I want to give one more shot at the Ghostbusters.
One of the ones we found, it's a premium one that's in a hallway, so it's not getting much play.
Okay. What else was I thinking? Do they have any more cabinets?
There was a few more in that room that we found. We found original Mario and a couple others, but there hasn't been a whole ton.
Yeah, not as many cabinets as I thought there was going to be. And then I also want to go into
though
the
a few of the ones that are hidden in
tomorrow.
The back have multiple games in them too, I've noticed. So.
Okay.
From Centipede to Asteroids to all that good stuff.
I kind of want to throw down the Simpsons again tomorrow.
Oh yeah,
that was kind of fun.
We could destroy. I wish they would have had the Turtles game or the X-Men.
Yes, either one.
Simpsons they, is bad, but
I saw a game that we all four played. I think it was the X-Men one. I'm not sure though.
I think towards the back of the main room, kind of over on the side where Wizard of Oz and stuff is.
I think there was an X-Men over there.
There was something over there that was four-player.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, we'll throw
it
down.
I also want to give a throwdown on that giant Pac-Man that they got in there.
It also plays Galaga.
I saw that.
So
you'll have to play a round of Galaga. I'll have to play a round of Pac-Man.
And then I think definitely for the fun of it, we need to find, like, I don't know, maybe when we get here and there's not a whole lot of people here, if we stay late, find a machine that nobody's waiting in line for and we just throw down three-player on.
Well, that's the reason why I wanted to get here early and see if these bad, or if we are allowed in early.
If we can definitely do it Sunday if that's the case.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, tomorrow is the extra hours.
I think they have extra hours every day.
Yes, they do. Okay, cool.
They do.
Cool.
So we will definitely shoot for the extra hours on Sunday so we can throw down on some tournament, Nerd Cube tournaments.
All right, we got to find Holly tonight, talk to her about the parties tomorrow.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap up
day
for
one?
Now. Yeah, I think day one was a blast. Yeah.
I had a fun time. There's
getting the lay of the land,
playing
some games we've never played before.
I've played a lot of pinball, more pinball
than I've
ever
played Doobie
had.
Before. That was an interesting
one. That was a funny one. One of a kind.
But hopefully we got a little bit more stuff for you guys next or tomorrow.
Yeah, so until tomorrow, our next episode, guys, keep it nerdy.